This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Shout out to the folks hanging on the YouTube stream. 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. What up to the chat? Chat's always doing its own thing. Lord knows. Shout out to everybody watching on Monumental Sports Network. We appreciate you checking us out on television, and everybody listening on the app or in their radio, in their car, wherever you are, appreciate you. Joining us now is our friend Mr. Barry Sferluga from the Washington Post. Barry joins us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Well, Barry, we're busy again.
Head spinning, as always. It's like the old days.
Where do you land on, you know, kind of the scale of there's some turmoil. Adam Peters, Dan Quinn collectively decided to make some significant changes. That being, you know, number one to number 10 being, oh my God, the house is burning down. The front office is meddling and everything's up in the air.
I mean, I'm a good solid seven. I mean, and if we're viewing this by Ashburn standards, maybe it's a 4.5 if we go over the arc of the last several generations. But if we're viewing it through current ownership, current front office, current coaching staff, I think it's extremely significant. I think Joe Witt, we can put aside, like, that was going to happen. He was kneecapped in the middle of the year. His defense has been bad for two straight seasons. So that change was, you know, completely expected. People who say they saw Cliff coming before the Diana Rossini report on Saturday, I mean, maybe. I just was not in that boat. He had an offense this year that had
ask that a different way, specific to Cliff, because I think you might be right. Folks weren't expecting him to, let's call it what it is, he got fired, right? But if the question was, will Cliff be back in 26? I think in Halloween, like I think throughout the season, there was a real understanding of he might not be here. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. But I think the way that it happened, and as you said, let's call it a firing because he left without a new job. Maybe he'll get another job.
Right.
Like, that's fine. But he didn't have one on the day he walked out the door. And to me, you know, whatever, I'm not going to put everything into the mom's tweet, but if you listen to Jaden Daniels, the most important person in the building, talk about Cliff Kingsbury, not just this week, but over 2 years, like that was a really important relationship. And that doesn't mean there can't be change on a coaching staff. And that doesn't mean that Jaden, who is mature and a professional, won't have a good relationship with whoever's next. I'm just saying that in terms of, you know, your original question, like what's your alarm? The alarm is high because now, I mean, my column this morning was whoever is next, the most important objective has to be keeping JD5 healthy. That doesn't mean football injuries can't happen, and that doesn't mean a coach can completely protect a player. But the entire organization has to be involved in what is best for that quarterback, who is the engine that makes you go, who, when he played 17 games, you went 12-5. When mm-hmm. he played 7, you went 5-12. Like, so much discussion and effort and time has to be put into protecting him while maximizing his potential. And I think what happened, JP, and you guys have probably talked about this, is there had to have been some sort of philosophical split between Cliff and what he thought was the best way to develop that player, and how Peters and Quinn, or some combination of those two, felt was the best way forward. And if there's a philosophical divide, you can't go into year three having Cliff want to run things one way and Quinn saying, no, we wanted to do it another way. Maybe that's under center. Maybe, you know, what all the stuff we've discussed. But again, I think there's definitely a way out and a path to better times. But I think on this day, whatever it is, January 7th, like, the alarm level is high because the changes are significant and involve the most important person in the building.
The thing about it is, like, it based off the last thing you said was the fact that if they have a divide, then I think you have to make a change. And
Agreed.
They did that. If they had gone into this season with that divide, wouldn't that be worse?
It would totally be worse, Brian, for sure. And I think you're not – in Cliff Kingsbury, a guy who's been an NFL head coach before and a head coach in college – and feels like a system that he runs that no one else runs. He's not going to be malleable and say, okay, Dan, you've come up on the defensive side of the ball. I'm going to do everything that you want. He believes in his system and himself.
He said as much, I think, in his – remember, I think it was his second-to-last press avail. He was like, yeah, I do believe in this system. We put up a lot of yards in my system. I know what we're doing in this system. He was
right.
Steadfast late in the season.
I understand that, but the question should have been, well, how much have you won in that system? I mean, right. I understand what people are saying, but I learned throughout my life in every job I've had, if I'm not the main guy, I don't make the final say, and I got to adjust to what the person that makes final say says. So if he had that mindset, then guess what? He probably wouldn't going to end up being there very long.
I don't disagree with that, and I think he's betting on himself, clearly. And I think it will be super interesting to see who's next and what that person says about how they'll use Daniels. I mean, I can't, when we get to camp in July, whoever is the offensive coordinator will not be more important than number 5.
Nope,
the whole
correct.
Thing has to be geared around, we know what this kid has done. It's not just potential. He did it for a full year. Like, did it at a very, very high, almost MVP caliber level. The job is capturing that potential again, producing that production again, keeping him healthy, and teaching him, as Dan Quinn said the other day, like, this is a process in which Jaden is involved in learning how to stay upright more than not. So I hope, Brian, you're right that, like, look, if Cliff wasn't going to change and there was a philosophical divide, then it's best to part ways. And we could get to July or September, more importantly, and be at a point where Jaden has learned a new offense. It's a new offense that walks that tightrope of maximizing his production while protecting his body. And, you know, people are like, oh, where's Cliff Kingsbury now? He's, you know, he's in Baltimore or wherever he is. We don't care because this is what the system we have in place now.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you say all that because I totally agree. The crown jewel of the franchise, like the most important person in that building, regardless of Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, is Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, period. Like, if you have to start ranking importance, it's Jaden at the top of the list. And I am confident before the Cliff news got out, they told Jaden. I'm sure he knew before that became official. And that's why, Barry, I'm curious where you land on this. We're talking with our friend Barry Sferluga here from the Washington Post. You can give him a follow at Barry Sferluga. He's got those typing fingers working the last couple days. he wrote today about what happens next with Jaden. He wrote yesterday, I believe, about real questions for Adam Peters all of a sudden. I don't know if you agree with me, but Cliff's out. Tavita's out. Tavita left of his own accord, got the Stanford job. Congrats to him. Cliff's out. It's not his own accord. They tried so hard to build that quarterback room to be a strong, positive environment for Jaden to grow. Now, there's significant turnover, and now Detroit is requesting an interview with David Blau. I think Washington, as an organization, is haunted by the ghost of offensive coordinators past. You look at McVay, O'Connell, McDaniel, LaFleur, Shanahan, all these dudes. They throw the graphic up of all these dudes that were here that left. I'm giving Blau a very, very serious look. I'm curious where you are.
So I don't disagree, but I want to draw a line of distinction between who's scarred by all those people who walked out the door. And I think it's us, you know, media and fans who know, who were here when they were here, who, you know, talked to people about Sean McVay when he was like an assistant tight ends coach, and people were like, dude's going to be a head coach someday, and they were right. But I don't think Josh Harris, Adam Peters, and Dan Quinn are scarred by that same history. It's not their history.
Agreed.
It's our history. So does that mean that David Blau should or should not get an interview? I mean, if they think he's a worthwhile candidate, he absolutely should get an interview. He shouldn't get an interview because Sean McVay and Matt LaFleur were lower level assistants here to start their careers and ended up being successful head coaches, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I do think like there's an overarching thing. I think for Quinn, defensively, I think he's going to hire Ulbrich or Morris, right? Those are former lieutenants of his. There is a trust there. I think they have far more experience in the role than Witt did. I think he tried to give his guy a chance at Joe Witt. I think it failed. Offensively, does DQ have to go for a high floor? Somebody that's run an offense before that's going to overhaul the system? Or does he roll the dice? I think that's the biggest question with the Blau thing. And I think Dan Quinn has opened up a ton of pressure on himself. And maybe Peters too, but I mean, you just saw it in New York. Daboll was there 4 years, finally gets canned, but they kept Joe Shane around. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's harder to get rid of an entrenched front office person than it is a head coach.
Well, so let's splice that into two, because I think there's two really important parts to it. The first, take his offensive coordinator hire. If you go back to my unwavering belief that you just restated that Jaden Daniels is the most important person in the building, and it is incumbent on you as a football operations staff and a coaching staff to maximize his potential, it might be more than a roll of the dice, like really a long shot to give it to somebody who's never done it before, because you're entrusting the franchise's chief asset to essentially an unproven thing. Now, mm-hmm. Does that lead you down a road of retreads? Is Brian Daboll a retread? I think he was a really good offensive coordinator when he had Josh Allen, right? Sorry, there's some sort of car alarm going off here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're cool.
So that's one aspect. I don't think while Joe Witt Jr.'s departure was expected, we should overlook the fact that Dan Quinn should face serious questions about not Joe Witt Jr.'s defense, his defense over the last 2 years, because it's been really, really bad. And that's not just personnel, right? I mean, it got a little bit better when Dan started calling plays, but whoever he hires as his coordinator, his fingerprints are on that defense too. He can't,
agreed,
you know, completely separate himself from that. So I think the Witt thing was completely justified and expected. There should be some tough questions for DQ on that side of the ball, because that's where he made his chops, and the results have just been poor here for two straight years.
Now, ask you this question. So I understand you don't want to get you would be hesitant on giving it to somebody that had never done it before. But the problem, I think, with a lot of retreads is they have their systems. And they come in and try to prove their systems because they're trying to get another job. But if you have a guy who's never done it before and they build it and he builds something with the young quarterback, that could probably be as effective as anything out there.
You know, Brian, it's a really good way of reframing it. And I think I probably misstated how I feel about it. I think here's how I think the interview should go. And this was in the first paragraph of the column I wrote this morning. It shouldn't be, hey, Brian Daboll, or whoever, what is your system? It should be, this is our quarterback. Mm-hmm. How would you use him? What would your design be? What would your philosophies be? How would you maximize the potential that we don't think he has? We know he has because he did it for a year. But also protect him from himself and from the game of football. Now, that's not, it's football. You can't 100% ensure things. But I think they have a whole off season to explore avenues to maximize the most important person in the building. So, Brian, if David Blaw or any person who has not called plays before can come in and articulate and show, here's these packages of plays where, you know, there's some RPO elements, but they're not putting him in harm's way as much as maybe he put himself this year. Here's how I would teach him to maintain the ability to be a dual threat, but not put himself in, you know, having a edge rusher come down on him and break his elbow in half. Again, there's no foolproof way to do it, but Brian, your point is a good one. It's not, it's less to me the who and more the how. Like,
yeah,
how do we use this guy and get this offense humming? Because did Cliff Kingsbury have a great year last year? And did Adam Peters sing his praises the day after the season a year ago? He did. But Jaden Daniels was the biggest reason Cliff Kingsbury had a great year. Not the, in my view, not the flip-flop of that.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And I think that's why, for me, the biggest questions still land with Peters, because coaches are as good as the talent on the field. And I just don't know what the talent on the field is. And you're two years in, and maybe the cupboard was bare, sure. But, like, you're 2 years in. There's been a lot of moves, a lot of decisions. And the cupboard's still pretty bare.
Well, I mean, it's interesting, JP, because, you know, we were both at the press conference on Monday, and I asked Peters, organizationally, how do you keep Daniels upright? And his answer was pretty clear. I mean, it's a lot of X's and O's and a lot of schemes, but he said from a GM standpoint, from a personnel standpoint, it's surrounding him with great players so he doesn't feel the burden of having to do it all himself. I would argue, and we may have talked about this before, maybe the biggest gaffe they made personnel-wise this year was, you can hang whatever you want on the Terry holdout, but the fact of the matter is, they added Debo as a high-level gadget guy and really thought of Noah Brown, who's always hurt, as their number two receiver, and was like, well, when you lose your top two receivers, well, yes, when you lose your top two receivers, but when your number two guy was a guy who's always hurt and isn't necessarily incredibly productive when he's on the field to begin with, that's a flaw. I'm not saying like De'Ami Brown and Olamide Zaccheaus are like the key to this season, but the fact is they walked out the door and went into the year with, you know, Luke McCaffrey and guys that just hadn't done it before. I think that was a misjudgment, which is a way to circle around to the cupboard being bare and you have to stock it for Jaden because you don't want him trying to do it on his own. Josh Allen is Superman. He has done a lot on his own for the Bills this year with a roster that's probably not the best roster that they've had. But he's also like, I mean, I don't know, what's the weight difference between Daniels and Allen?
60 like 40 pounds?
Yeah, whatever it is. You don't want to ask Jaden to do the stuff that Allen does and carry a team in that way. And that comes back to Peters and his own words. We've got to surround him with an offensive line that works, weapons that he's comfortable with and confident in, a running game. All of that stuff is involved.
Barry, last thing. What do you make of, I don't know if you've seen this Jordan Schultz tweet. Sources, part of the issue the Commanders have had in the building is the front office meddling with the coaching staff on personnel and which players to use. An ongoing problem dating back to 2024 when they were having success. He goes on to say he did not get the impression DQ wanted to move on from both coordinators.
You know, I mean, do I know? I don't know. I think one thing that's interesting as those guys sit there and act like they're in lockstep is I think it's, you know, Dan said, we don't have silos here, which is a way of saying, look, personnel people can have conversations with the coaching staff. I'm not just protecting them from that side of the operation. This is, you know, there are a lot of ways to skin a cat and a lot of ideas that should be flung around. Now, in that structure, could there be tension? Because, you know, I mean, Peters was saying this the other day, like sometimes I make suggestions to him and he's like, that's a good idea. And sometimes I make suggestions to him and he's like, no, we're not going to do it that way. Is that healthy? Do they make it sound healthy? They do. And if you trust them, and I still think if we're on the, you know, 1 to 100 trust meter, they still fall on the 50 plus side of having earned that they're capable of getting it done, then that's fine. But I do think when you're flinging ideas around and it's coming from all corners and you've got this kind of free flowing thing, I can see where tension could arise. Do I know that to be the case? I don't, but it's not the craziest thing or craziest idea in the world.
Yeah. And then I wonder also if, shutting Jaden down, I'm sure there were coaches that are like, dude, he can play. Let's keep him on the field. But I don't argue the front office's job is to look big picture. You know
I think
what I mean?
The front office gets their marching orders from the owner. If the owner go, I may not see him get hurt again. I make a decision based off of that. I just think that at this time for that article to come out, I don't know how real it could be. I think it could be a little bit of a little mudslinging on the way out.
Right, and that's when you have fissures and departures and people are leaving the building not of their own accord. Like, that's when you hear about this stuff, not in the middle of the season, right? So I mean, listen, go back to where we originally started, JP, and you said, what's your level of concern? I was, you know, like a 7 or 7.5, and I think that's right for right now. There is a path to get it to a 3 by the time camp rolls around. If we see who the coaching staff is, we listen to Jaden about where he's at with whatever new system it is. Like, I don't think this has to be a crisis that extends not into next season, but not into the summer, the meat of the summer, because if you still believe that competent people are running the show and being empowered by ownership to do it in the best way possible, then, you know, staff changes happen all the time, particularly after 5 and 12 seasons. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there's a little legitimate way to say if they kept everybody, well, what the heck? You just went 5 and 12 and you're going to run it back with the same group? Like, that wouldn't have been the answer either.
Right. Barry, thank you for the time, bro. I might try to run the Haynes tomorrow if you're interested.
All right, perfect, man. Keep me in touch.
All right. That is our friend Barry Sferluga, Washington Post. Give him a follow at Barry Sferluga. Let's open these phones, Jeff. Press the button. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Is there major trouble in Ashburn, or is this a team that had a bad year trying to calibrate, to use Dan Quinn's word, and relatively normal order of business. 800-636-1067. You get to weigh in next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.